Hey everyone, thanks so much for listening to another episode of my podcast. I really, really do appreciate all of the listens, all of the comments, all of the likes and subscriptions. You guys are awesome. I wasn't expecting the turnout that I got. So, and if you're listening to this right now, that means you liked the last episode. So awesome. Thanks for listening again. Today on my show, I have one of my friends that I work with. We do AV together. His name's Michael. He likes to go by Mikey. Goes by whatever, I guess. And he's a huge Jets fan. So today we talk about a little bit about the Jets. We hit about the NFL draft, rookies, and a whole bunch more. So yeah, hope you like it. And once again, thank you so much. And remember, if you like it, please subscribe. You'll get notifications. You'll get all the updates every time that I do post another podcast. So thanks and enjoy. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in to my second episode ever of another sports podcast. I am your host, Johnny Chives, and I'm here with my boy Michael. We go by Michael, Mike, Mikey. What do you go by?
Surprisingly enough, it always ends up down to Mikey for some reason, but yeah. I'm cool with anything.
Yeah, Mike. I mean, Mikey, like, you know, my I guess no one knows this. My real name is Jonathan. Shh, don't tell anybody, but everyone, I mean, I go by Johnny. I feel like that's like a kid's name, but one of these days I'll go by John. Maybe.
John.
John.
All right. You gotta add that little extra bass.
Yeah, John. All right, I was thinking maybe I can go by my middle name is Jordan. You know, there you go. He's just trending again.
Trending.
So just change, but go back to my middle name. I always wanted to be called Jordan.
Yeah, I can understand why.
Yeah, I think I was named after him. That's what my mom says, at least. I was born in 94.
That's where my brother pulled the name. When we were kids, my mom called him. She's like, yo, your brother is about to be born. What do you want his name to be? It's like Michael Jordan was the most popular thing at the time. He's like, right. Call him Michael. Oh. It's like, all right, cool.
Wow, so your first name is Michael. My middle name is Jordan.
There we go.
Hey, I think we're on to something right here. We might have something. I think we're on to greatness. We can... We should come back on episode 23, you know, and do that.
Well, too. You know, it's episode 2 now. Come back on episode 3.
Wow. You just blew my mind. All right, let's dive into it. So, I feel like today is probably going to be a little more more NFL based. You know, I have Mikey here. He's a big fan of the Jets.
Yes. I know.
And last week, if you listen, we were actually kind of, you know, I wasn't talking too bad about the Jets. My other friend Jalen was kind of bashing the Jets, talking about their coaching and everything like that. And
which is fair. It's fair. I won't take that away. But, you know, I could give them a little bit of help here and defend them. with the Patriots gone now, it definitely opens up the division. If you don't really follow the Jets, you have no reason to know, but we were completely devastated last year. Not only did we have the typical hilarious Jets headlines of our quarterback having mono of all things, but...
How long was he out for?
He missed like almost half the season. He missed like four or five games. He played week one. Right? Yeah. That's when we were handing it to the Bills until CJ Mosley got hurt.
Oh, right.
So, you know. we hire... The thing is, like typical Jets fashion, we do stuff ass backwards. So, we kept a general manager through the draft to then fire him.
Yeah, what is up with that? That is the strangest things.
Apparently, our head coach, Adam Gase, wasn't fond of how this guy did business and how he couldn't close the deal with Anthony Barr after he pulled out on our contract and made us look like clowns, as usual. So they went a different direction, and they were able to hire Joe Douglas, who was an executive with the Eagles.
Yep.
Now, Joe Douglas is an incredible man. He's been responsible for helping put together two Super Bowl teams with the Ravens and the Eagles. And... He's a fun little fact about him. His system for scouting has given his team, the Ravens, when he was with the Ravens, his system is still used today for at least 14 years straight now. his system has gotten them an undrafted rookie to make the 53-man roster. He has an eye for talent.
Now, when was he with in Baltimore?
Through the Ray Lewis days. Right, Ray Lewis. I want to say he's probably been there through the early 2000s. Let me try to pull it up.
I think Ray Lewis was around. I think they won that championship around 2008. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure it was around that time. They had who was their running back too? That was the Joe Flacco years.
Yeah.
Everyone forgets that Joe Flacco is a Super Bowl winning quarterback. I mean, there's
a lot. We just went ahead and signed him. Actually, he's still recovering from an injury, so there's really no timetable on when he'll be back. I think they just brought him in as another.
Flacco played for the Denver last year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right, and
then he kind of rotated out.
And he got benched by their current quarterback, Drew Lock.
Yep, that kid looks like he's got a bright future.
Oh, man, then he has some weapons, too. Jerry Jeudy. Wow.
That's right, they took him.
Yeah.
Their offensive line looks great.
Jerry Jeudy, they have Philip Lindsay. I think he can have a pretty solid third year. Him winning Rookie of the Year, his rookie season, he didn't have the solid sophomore season that everyone thought he was going to have, which is, you know, looked upon like it's normal. Yeah. It's normal for second-year running backs to have a decrease in their
carries. Yeah, and they lost some pieces to that offensive line also. So.
Right, yeah. What's the center retired. I forgot he played for the Eagles before that. And
yeah,
he had just retired that season. But you know, talking about Jerry Jeudy and talking about this whole rookie class, it was really interesting to see CeeDee Lamb fall to the Cowboys. That hurt me so bad. I think it hurt a lot of Eagles fans. It was just devastating to know that we could have traded up with the Falcons. We could have traded back. I could have seen us trading back, maybe getting rid of an extra third round pick to move up a little bit. The Falcons were there. They said they wanted to trade. They wanted to trade down.
Yeah.
It was there to take. And instead, we ended up drafting Jalen Reagor. So this could be like, you know, this could be like what the Celtics did back, you know, 3 years ago when they had the first overall pick and Markelle Fultz was, you know, the shining star. Everyone wanted to draft Markelle Fultz.
And they passed on him.
Right. So they traded down two picks and got, you know, way more ammo for the later stocks and drafted Jason Tatum in the third overall pick, and that dude is a stud. So, you know, I'm gonna have the same outlook for Jalen Reagor. After he got drafted, I did a lot of research on his, you know, on his highlights, and that man is fast. He really reminds me a lot of Tyreek Hill. And I know, you know, a lot of people will say that about, you know, all of these, you know, fast wide receivers that just got drafted in the draft. But he really does remind me. He just has those bolt of electricity. And his quarterback at, what school did he go? TCU. His quarterback at TCU was, you know, everyone knows it was ass. He was a horrible quarterback. You know, he couldn't hit nothing. And so I'm excited to see Carson Wentz finally with a deep threat, a super deep threat that can develop under DeSean Jackson. We also just traded for Marquise Goodwin during the trade. Yep. So I think he's going to be a great addition. He has a lot of mentors to learn. Hopefully he has a strong chance for Rookie of the Year. I know. I'm just saying. No, Carson Wentz, you know, with Carson Wentz throwing him the ball, he's going to have a lot to look forward to.
I have an interesting take on the Eagles. So I believe you guys added some offensive line, some offensive linemen in free agency and in the draft, and you've improved the weapons at wide receiver, which is awesome. But I'm still concerned that with Carson Wentz, you don't have a long-term quarterback. I think that's why you guys drafted Jalen Hurts. But that's not even going off of, you know, well, we're going to follow the media drama. Hey, they drafted a quarterback. Let's start some shit. Nah. The dude hasn't been able to fully finish a season. It goes back to his offensive line.
Last year, he finished a season.
Did he?
Yeah.
All the way?
Yeah, he finished a full season.
He didn't get hurt at all?
No. He played a full season.
Oh, my God. All right.
He got hurt in the playoffs, though.
Yeah, but so again.
So that's you know, he played a full season.
But the playoffs. Let's be real. Yeah, that's when
the playoffs came around. So he couldn't have. Hey, he was in the playoffs, right? Yeah. He was in the playoffs. The Eagles. He battled. He won four straight games in a row. He battled for that win that.
I remember
NFC
you
East.
Guys winning that.
That was a crazy wow. I just got so excited again, even though we lost the playoffs. That was a crazy run at the end because it came down to the last game. It came down to us either winning, because if we lost that game and the Cowboys won the division. Cowboys won that game, so we had to win our game. And the Cowboys won that game by the first half. It was already over, so we knew that we had to win the game. It was against the Giants.
Yeah.
And it came down to the fourth quarter. The Giants almost came back and scored against us. But we ended up winning the division. He stood healthy all 16 games.
It was Josh McCown. So, yeah, you guys needed to upgrade. A lot of respect to Josh McCown. I love that dude.
Yeah.
He was a backup with the Jets and a starter with the Jets. Just stand-up dude in the NFL.
He's a great guy, but...
But, yeah, he's not somebody you want to put the playoffs on, you know? Right. So, having a young quarterback...
Coming in the first quarter, I think, because Carson Wentz... I mean, it was a dirty hit. Talked about it last week.
Yeah.
The Jadeveon Clowney hit. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just Google Jadeveon Clowney hit Carson Wentz, and you'll see it was dirty. And I mean, it was a concussion. If any quarterback takes that hit, they're gonna be out. A lot of people say Carson Wentz is injury prone. Yeah, he had a torn ACL and a bad back.
Yeah,
those are fluke injuries. This man, and he had an MVP season back in 2017. That was an MVP season. People always forget that.
Yeah, and the thing you have to remember is he's bounced back from it all. At the end of the day, he could have been injured all these times, but he's come back. A lot of guys don't come back from being hurt. Actually, speaking of Clowney, since you mentioned him, any idea? Any teams you think are a good landing spot for him? He doesn't have a market anymore. After the draft, your market crashes.
Yeah. I was saying last week, he's probably out of shape. He hasn't been working out a lot. Let's not. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. He's not out of shape. He's been working out. He's been staying in shape. But it's hard to say he can't visit teams. He can't go see these people in person because of all the restrictions going around right now.
Yeah.
Clowney is an interesting topic. It's a surprise that he's still a free agent. I'm not really sure how.
So the reason for that is... Right, we had just finished the Super Bowl, so we had hit free agency and this whole virus stuff still, happened. So nobody's been able to actually check in on Clowney and see how he's really doing physically. And actually, speaking of that, just my take on the NFL season coming up, you have a season coming in where I'm expecting a ton of injuries. I mean... I don't know if you remember, maybe it was like 6 or 7 years ago, everyone got hurt. Like all of the big guys destroyed everyone's fantasy leagues. I think Jordy Nelson was hurt. David Johnson got hurt that year. Julio Jones, I think, was hurt.
Yeah.
I think that's what we're going to head into. I think some of these guys are disciplined enough to be conditioning themselves. And these are your top tier guys, your Aaron Donalds, Jamal Adams.
Right.
You're superstars. But I think there's a lot of guys who, maybe some rookies or some guys that are just not as motivated that are going to get hurt. They're not doing what they need to do.
They're streaming Fortnite. They're streaming Warzone and stuff like that. It's this new phase trend that all these young athletes are doing. It's cool and all, you get your social media up and you're doing one player who I'm not on the hype train about. For some reason everyone's on this man's hype train. For me, I think he's a cool guy. He's a nice guy, but I don't like him on the field. Juju Smith-Schuster.
Really?
I don't think that he's not the great wide receiver that everyone thinks he is. I mean, his numbers really haven't been there. He had a rookie year season, right? The year Antonio Brown, I think that was the year he went away. And so he was getting all the targets and stuff. I mean, I don't see how where all this hype is coming from. He had a down season last year too.
Yeah, but you gotta remember, you're talking about a year where he lost Ben. So he had the numbers with Ben, but he didn't have them with any of the two backups that rotated.
Right.
The offensive line was a little shaky. But I'm saying, you know, you have an inaccurate quarterback who was kind of scrambling a little bit, and then your run game was kind of there, and then Connor's second year, it fizzled out with the offensive line and everything else. Like, there was a big
They lost adjustment. Le'Veon Bell that year. They also lost Antonio Brown.
Yep.
James Connor was supposed to come in and be a big superstar.
And he wasn't.
Someone in our league drafted him in the first round.
Yep.
And that was just a whole huge fail. No, yeah. I know. Actually, the year that James Connor, the person drafted him in our league, the year he actually had a solid year. I'm pretty sure whoever drafted him in the first round. He was Le'Veon Bell's backup.
Yep.
Or he was supposed to be the starting running back. And he had a tremendous year. Got lucky. And that guy thinks he's a great fantasy player.
Well, now, I don't know if you've been keeping up, but the Steelers have declined both Connor and Juju's fifth-year option. So they're scheduled to be free agents next season.
Well, yeah, of course. They're.
I personally want Juju to go to the Jets.
Well, yeah.
But that's because Juju and Sam played 1 year together in Cali. And I think in the right system, away from what's going on there, I think he could thrive. I don't think he was used properly last year, the few times he was out there. And then he had a lot of injury issues too. And it kind of showed that for the first time in a while, the Steelers weren't as deep as wide receiver as they usually are.
Right.
Usually they just take a shot in the dark and they can pick out the next top five wide receiver in the sixth round.
They had Brandon Marshall.
Yeah, their system is incredible.
Yeah, they've had great wide receivers come out of that, you know, black and yellow.
I think Cam Newton would be a great fit behind Big Ben. Yeah. They both have injury problems, but if one goes down, you have another guy who you know has been there,
right,
who can step in. But I don't know what kind of team you have around them. I think defensively, they look nice. Offensively.
What about last week? Jalen was saying he thinks Cam Newton would be a good fit in Cleveland.
If you don't think Baker's gonna, if you don't think Baker's gonna be your man, I don't see why not.
It'd have to be for the right price, though.
Price is always the thing, and I don't know if you've noticed, but Cleveland looks like a fantasy football team right now.
Yeah, they're a Madden football team.
So, and I have to go back in and look at the salary cap situation because I don't know how long they're going to be able to keep up that team. So, this is going to be one of a big test for that new head coach.
For a long time, they had no players. So, I think they have tons of cap. I think they have tons of cap. But if they want to keep re-signing these players, that's the thing.
So,
what did they sign? I don't remember Odell's contract. I don't have all the numbers on me.
I know Odell's coming through with a big contract that he got from the Giants.
Right.
But yeah, you're eventually gonna get to a point where you're gonna have to start picking, and actually, not even picking, but I believe we're pulling up on Baker Mayfield's contract year. And the trend in the NFL is if you have proven yourself to be a capable, not a good, not a great, not an elite, just a capable starter, when your rookie contract is up, you're supposed to be the next highest paid quarterback in football, which I think it's crap. I think
like Dak Prescott wants to be the highest paid football quarterback
now. I'm not a Cowboys fan, but I can argue him. He should be getting more than Carson Wentz. I think that he's accomplished more. I think he's statistically done more, but he should have at least more guaranteed money. He wants 4 years. You could do 4 years. Give the man his damn money. You already, like, it doesn't make sense to me when the Cowboys have the highest paid offensive line in football. You just paid Amari Cooper. Ezekiel's already paid. So before you have anybody, you already paid your edge rusher, which is a hard position to find in football, in DeMarcus Lawrence. So if you have the running back, the offensive line, the wide receiver, and your edge rusher covered, before anybody else starts becoming a stud, which I think they already have a couple linebackers that are starting to look that way, sign Dak. Get him signed. Get it out of the way.
Yeah, but Dak, they've offered Dak money. They've offered him a lot, apparently. But he's turned down $94 million for
It's kind of like with Le'Veon Bell, where it didn't matter how crazy the contracts were. It was the guaranteed money. He wants more guaranteed money than the competition, which would be Carson Wentz, which would be, I think, maybe Kirk Cousins, which I can understand why he wants that. I think he was number two as far as quarterback ratings last year, yardage, everything. He was dominating, but you had that stupid idiot as a head coach, and now they have a different stupid idiot as a head coach.
Yeah.
I'm not a Mike McCarthy fan.
I will say one thing about Dak Prescott, I mean, and the Cowboys. You know, getting him in the fourth round was pretty cool. It's a steal. Most of these quarterbacks in the NFL that are starting right now are all first-round picks. He was taken in the fourth round.
Yeah.
I remember watching him in his preseason back in 2016, I think that sort of was his. I remember watching his preseason tapes, and I was like, wow, this man's good. And then in the back of my head, I'm like, he could be a great guy. But then everyone said, oh, it's just preseason. And then that's the year Tony Romo got hurt in the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And Dak just came in like a superhero. And then they had the debate, okay, when Romo's healthy, who's going to start, Dak or Romo? And then Romo got healthy, and guess who started? Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
And then that's when you knew that, wow, the Cowboys are going in this guy's direction. This is Dak's team. Romo is done. And I hated Romo, but now I love Romo because that dude is a great football commentator.
Oh, he is great. He's the best things, I think, since, what, John Madden that we've had to listen to.
Yeah, dude, I really enjoy listening to Tony Romo. But, a couple years ago, you would never hear me saying that. I hated Romo. I mean, and it wasn't because... It was just because I was an Eagles fan. And you just, you bleed hate for that man. You know, you just don't like Romo. You don't like any Cowboy fans.
Of course.
And now we have Dak Prescott in the league.
Yeah.
And he's becoming the new Romo. It's like, what the hell are we doing now? It's like, we Carson Wentz is the better quarterback. Who had the MVP year? Who would have won MVP if he stood healthy just two or three more games?
Well, and it sucked.
It would have gone. Carson Wentz would have won MVP. Now, would we have won the Super Bowl? That's a different question. If he would have stood healthy, that's a different question. You know, Nick Foles came in and he did his thing for those three games, but if he's staying healthy, he's getting an MVP, and then he's getting put. If Carson Wentz has an MVP, we're not even having a discussion who's better, Carson Wentz or Dak Prescott. Am I right? We're not going to discuss who's better because he has an MVP. He's an MVP quarterback. He was three games away from winning MVP.
Yeah, but
he would have won it
until he gets all the way through. Now, unfortunately, that's always kind of gonna be over his head that his team got a Super Bowl without him. So, like, he's one of the few quarterbacks that he has no choice. He has to go all the way through to prove it to himself and to everybody that he could do it, instead of having somebody come in for him.
The Eagles are so split between Carson Wentz being our quarterback. And, you know, we have our old fans that are still can't get over Nick Foles. Look what happened to Nick Foles.
He's with signed the Bears
to Jags.
Now.
He got signed to the Jags, $80 million for like 3 or 4 years.
Got hurt.
And then got outplayed by a rookie.
Well, that's why I've
Then he got traded to the Bears. And now he's on the Bears. He's not going to be starting. I mean, I don't know. I can't say
letting,
that.
Apparently, it's an open competition over there. I don't know what they're doing. Like, you just traded a fortune to trade up to get this kid, if I recall right, and he didn't work out. You're having issues with him. You had one of the most monster defenses 2 years ago. It kind of was iffy last year. And, you know, now you have a quarterback competition again. Like, how long are you going to keep this up?
Well, maybe that's what they want out of Trubisky. They need to give him that little kick in the ass because he needs a little fire. Well, because before, who was his backup before? I don't know.
Glennon, I think. The guy.
The Bucks guy. Yeah, exactly. He didn't have no competition behind him. He knew that was his team. Now you have a Super Bowl MVP quarterback coming in behind you.
Yep.
And you're like, no, this is my team. He has the potential to be a good quarterback.
He's working for that deal because I believe it's a contract year for him too. So they declined his option, so he's working for a contract.
Right, so he could very well be the next Mike Glennon of the league, Josh McCown of the league, the Sam Bradford of the league.
Yep.
He can very well be that guy. When you mention Mr. Trubisky, you have to mention Patrick Mahomes.
The Ferrari.
You have to mention Deshaun Watson. You have to mention all these quarterbacks that got drafted after him.
I love Deshaun Watson. I really want him to be on a different team.
Oh man, Bill O'Brien.
Like I would take Deshaun Watson with the Steelers.
Well, knowing Bill O'Brien, Deshaun Watson has another year. Yeah, Deshaun Watson has one more year. Maybe he might get traded this year.
Yeah, for a seventh round pick.
Yeah, for a seventh round. No, two seventh round picks.
Two seventh round picks. You got to make sure.
Yeah.
And that Snickers bar said. I think Deshaun Watson would be great if they traded him somewhere else. Like, I don't know what they're doing with the team. They just extended Tunsil, made him one of the highest paid offensive linemen in football.
Does he deserve it?
He's good. Sorry, he's good, but you just downgraded wide receivers to concussion cooks. You know, I don't know how long that's going to last. I feel like as soon as he gets one solid hit on him, he'll be back on IR like he usually is. Mahomes. Man, the Chiefs did a fantastic job, man. They kept that team completely together. I think they've upgraded at a couple of positions. They made their defense a little bit better. So I'm only expecting another Super Bowl from them. Yeah. You hate to say that so early on, but unless something weird happens, I don't see what's going to stop them from getting over there. You have, Seattle? If the Seattle can get Josh Gordon back, which that's like the never-ending battle, but
He's coming back now. The NFL banned.
He reinstated. He still has to apply for reinstatement.
Oh, bro, the Greg Hardy got reinstated.
Yeah, so
if Greg Hardy can get reinstated, Josh Gordon's going to get reinstated.
I'm hoping
he can stay clean. I don't think he's going back to Seattle, though.
I would love to see him there. That would be a crazy team.
DK Metcalf.
You know who Josh I want? Gordon. You know who I want to shake loose from the from the Browns and end up in Seattle?
Jarvis Landry.
Hunt.
Oh.
If they have a running back like Hunt with Russell Wilson there to close out his career.
Oh, what about Rashad Penny? He had a great...
He did, but
he reminds me a lot of Hunt.
Yeah. He's getting there.
Pass catching back. Yeah. And he can run the ball. He's a force. He can run the ball at you. He'll run you over.
Oh, all right.
He's not that fast. And Kareem Hunt's not that fast either.
So getting into the topic of running backs. So I was telling you on my way over here that I have an interesting take on Jimmy Garoppolo.
Right.
So
I'm waiting to hear this.
I can't stand Jimmy. It's nothing personal. I don't like his face. I think that's really what it comes down to.
And what do you mean? He's a handsome man. He's dating a porn star. Remember?
Yeah. Right? I believe her words before he got hurt was that everything she touches turns to gold.
Wow.
And I guess everything she touches gets hurt because he got hurt for the rest of that year after she said that.
Wow. That's wow. And then next year he went to a Super Bowl.
Yep. It was an interesting bounce back. But so I believe that Jimmy Garoppolo is kind of like a reincarnation of Mark Sanchez. The reason I say that if Jet fans can remember and angry Patriots fans can remember.
The butt fumble?
Which one?
The butt fumble.
No, not the butt fumble.
Oh, sorry.
We all remember that
one. Sorry,
That one will go on.
What was the butt fumble again for people who don't follow football?
It was a sad moment in our history where we embarrassed ourselves. It was on Thanksgiving Day, right?
I believe so. Pretty everybody sure. was watching this game.
Oh, I'm sure. And everybody was.
And the quarterback was none other than Mark Sanchez, and I'll let you explain what happened since I'm pretty sure you have nightmares about it.
Let's move on from
we have to talk about it. We have to talk about it for the people who don't know what the butt fumble is.
Where you run into the back of your player and fumble the ball.
You run into your player, the player's butt.
Yes.
So basically you run into Mark Sanchez, snap the ball, and he ran into his center, the person who snaps him the ball, his butt. His big old butt ran right into it, and he fumbled it. And I think that was like, weren't they like trying to win that game, and it was a close game?
Man, all I remember is that horrible moment, honestly, at this point.
And everyone refers to it as the butt fumble. Yep. And that's Mark Sanchez. Okay, so sorry, I had to explain what the butt fumble was for the people out there listening who have no idea, because I know there are people out there who have no idea what we're talking about.
There's some young fans out there. It's been a little bit.
So continue on with Mark Sanchez. Okay, so and then also, guys, Mark Sanchez, he was a quarterback who was projected. No, let's not be wrong. He took the New York Jets to a playoff game.
Yep, and that's kind of where I'm getting at. So I believe back-to-back years, we went to the playoffs.
Yeah,
One year, we even eliminated the Patriots from contention. But
that's big because that's Tom Brady.
Yep.
Mark Sanchez beat Tom Brady.
And Eli Manning the same year going into those playoffs. So it was a good run and everything, but you have
Eli, they went to the Super Bowl?
Not Eli, sorry, Peyton.
Okay.
We beat the Colts.
Okay, yeah.
Back then, Mark Sanchez had two running backs, LaDainian Tomlinson and Sean Green.
Ooh.
These guys were averaging 8 to 9 yards a carry.
Yeah. Forgot about that.
Yeah. When I look at Jimmy Garoppolo, I see a guy who on offense uses a bunch of motion before he starts to play. And typically it's a running back play. Either you're going to run him up the middle or a quick pass to the running back.
RPOs.
You're using the running back for everything. You got rid of one of your running backs. I think you added another one. But every time we've seen Jimmy really have to depend on just the passing game without a really good wide receiver, he kind of falls apart. Reminds me of Mark. And I think if you're not getting the production from your running backs, he's going to start losing a lot of games.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we're heading into this year.
Especially when they lost Emmanuel Sanders.
Yep.
And when
he got hurt, they looked like idiots.
Yeah. It's insane. And they lost Marquise Goodwin. They lost Emmanuel Sanders.
Yep.
Who do they have on their team right now?
They added a wide receiver.
They had one rookie last year who was... He played pretty well. Jimmy Garoppolo targeted him a lot. I don't know why. I can't think of his name right now.
Can't remember. I got to check it out.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But I know they have that young wide receiver. Did they draft a wide receiver in this year's draft? Or did they sign one in free agency?
I'm checking that out right now.
I can't remember. But I don't know. The Eagles got Marquise Goodwin.
They got... Brandon Ayuk. Yep.
Brandon Ayuk. Oh, wow.
They also got in the seventh round, Jawan Jennings, wide receiver out of Tennessee.
Along with their wide receiver from last year, who Jimmy Garoppolo targeted a lot, which I'm going to look up his name. I don't know why I can't think of his name right now, but I'll think of it in a second.
They're having issues with one of their tight ends. They're having Kittle. They're far apart on
He wants a contract. Lot of money.
He wants to be the
He wants to be the highest paid tight end.
Yep.
Yeah.
That should be interesting.
Debo Samuel.
Debo, yeah.
That's who the wide receiver I was referring to.
He was having a good run at the end of the year.
Yeah, exactly. So they have him coming out. I think Debo Samuel was their first round pick
2 years ago, I think.
Years ago or the year before, can look that up. But what pick was Debo Samuel? Number 36. So he's the second round pick.
He slipped.
I want to talk about this year's draft.
I loved it. I absolutely
there was so much talent going. A lot of unexpected picks that fell. Like the Dolphins. I mean, not the Dolphins. I'm sorry. The team that went with the offensive lineman. Who was it? Some team, I can't think right now. It was,
I know,
the third round. Who was it? Andrew Thomas got drafted way earlier than I expected. I think that's who the first lineman was off the board.
Yeah, he was like
in
the top 10.
It went Burrow, Chase Young, and then it went offensive line.
Yep. And I know like for my Jets.
The Jets drafted offensive line too. See, yeah. I thought the Jets were going to get CeeDee.
I thought, you know what? I honestly thought we were going to curveball and go defense like we always do.
And get Clavon or get a quarterback.
I was kind of hoping for Clavon, but I know fans will kill me for saying that because we always go defense and fuck it up. But I was really glad we ended up getting Mekhi Becton. That guy,
Surprise. He's
a 6'7" freak. He had the fastest time out of the linemen.
Oh, he was a fucking tank. I think he had the fastest 40 time
ever. He was incredible. And I started following him on Twitter, and that guy, he added all of the new draft picks. He's already, you know, trying to form really good relationships with everybody. You could tell he's just a leader, and he wants to get out there and do his thing.
I was super surprised. Did you guys address any wide receiver needs?
Yeah, we ended up drafting Denzel Mims.
Oh, wow.
And then we also added this kid. I think he's out of Georgia. He went undrafted, Lawrence Cager. Or Kager, or whatever his name is. 6'5". I was watching some film on him. Dude is a freak.
He's 40, do you know?
4'4", 2", or something like
four,
that.
4'4"? Okay, solid 4'4".
Dude, he was a
six,
big dude.
6'5", 4'4". That's like a tight end, but like skinny. He's probably super skinny.
No, no, he was solid. He DK, had like big looks like a Calvin DK. Johnson looking dude. Just big body.
Oh, man. You know what haunts me the most is last year's draft when the Eagles passed up on DK Metcalf. But you know what? At the same time, we drafted Miles Sanders with that first second round pick. No, he was our first round pick, I think. All right, this is
Lawrence Cager.
He was undrafted.
Yep, and apparently he's an All American. He had a good history, but he had injury issues. Injury issues. We had a lot of guys. We have our own Lamar Jackson now, cornerback.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson.
He
was undrafted too.
He went undrafted.
Yeah,
he was
I don't understand.
You know what it is? I think with the virus, nobody got to go in and follow up on a lot of the guys they fell
the
in love
Eagles
with.
The Eagles should have got Lamar Jackson.
I'm super happy with
it. It doesn't make any sense. We addressed a lot of wide receiver spots. We have I'm happy with what the Eagles did in our draft. We drafted John Hightower super fast, Jalen Reagor. We drafted, like I said, offensive lineman Prince Tegu.
Oh, yeah. I really wanted him. I was hoping because he kept slipping. And I'm like, how the fuck?
Yeah.
This kid was supposed to be a top, you know, like at least top round, second round.
Yeah.
And he kept slipping. And I'm like, yes, my Jets are going to get him. They're going to get him.
But you already drafted Beckham. You know, you could
have. But he's a guard. I wanted him as a guard. Or actually, no, Tegu is a tackle guard. I think he's flexible. But I liked him though. He's just a solid kid.
So Jason Peters is still a free agent, and so a lot of people speculate that he'll go back with the Eagles. But if he goes back with the Eagles, then what does that say about I'm blanking out a lot right now. We drafted 2 years ago in the first round. Our first round pick was an offensive lineman, and for some reason I can't think of his name. I can't think of anybody's name right now. I shouldn't have drank that beer before we started. But, having a huge blank. And this is embarrassing for me because I love my Eagles team. Let me see. We got Lane Johnson, Brandon Brooks, Jason Kelsey. Why am I having a blank? This is crazy. Let me just, like, change the subject.
It's all right. Just to hype up my own team a little bit, I'm super excited for what the Jets have been doing. For those of you who don't know, we picked up a new general manager in Joe Douglas. Joe Douglas has really, he took his first kind of half a year, year and a half-ish, to sign a bunch of guys who were free agents after he didn't get to draft anybody last year.
Right.
So we had, like I was saying, we had almost a little bit over $61 million on injury reserve. A lot of our defensive starters were hurt. Our center, who we signed out of retirement, was hurt. Our guard was hurt, ended up suing the Jets. That line had more people go through it than any other team in the NFL next to the Dolphins. Our wide receiver, our number one, Quincy, he got a neck injury. He's still 50-50 on even having a career.
Quincy Anua?
Yep. We had both of our tight ends get hurt.
You want to talk about injuries? You really talking about injuries?
We had you guys beat last year on injuries.
You think you had us beat? Wow.
And yeah, we had more money on IR than any team in the NFL.
That just means you guys have bad contracts.
Nah, we just had a lot of guys who got hurt early on.
Great players with the big contracts got hurt.
Well, think about it. With all of the guys injured, we still ended up ranking 7th in total defense. And we had defense. We didn't even have cornerbacks.
Because this guy, his name rhymes with Jamal Adams.
Oh, my God. Jamal is a freak. And he's not going anywhere, Cowboys fans.
Of course he's not going anywhere. He's, the media really wants him gone.
They want him gone because nobody likes to cheer the Jets. But like the facts are what? Behind the worst offensive line in football, under the most pressure, Sam Darnold closed out a year after coming back from mono, 6-2. Behind the worst line, the no run game because of that line. His tight ends were both on IR, wide receiver on IR. He did it with nobodies.
So if he gets hurt, it's next year. And then the year after that gets hurt again, he's injury prone.
Well, he hasn't gotten really hurt. All he had was mono.
Well, no, I'm just referencing it. If he gets hurt next year,
you have to start planning for situations like that. I think that's why they ended up drafting this kid Morgan out of FIU. I think it is. Kid's got a really strong arm. Small school, obviously, so you don't know what to expect, but smart kid. From everything I've seen, everything I've read about him.
Right. And that makes me want to talk about Jalen Hurts. Like, the Eagles going in that direction in the second round. There was a lot of more positions I thought we could have addressed.
Yeah, I was kind of mad for you guys because I would have just gone and gotten another offensive lineman in that round. I think you guys went wide receiver in the first.
We went wide receiver, Jalen Rager.
I would have gone or traded back, you know, and try to get an extra draft pick.
But yeah, I wanted Denzel Mims.
Yeah.
Denzel Mims is a nice...
I'm excited about him. And we also added from the Bucks, Brashad Perriman, who had a great closing out
year. Yeah, he had a great closing out year, but I mean...
He's not going to be your long-term guy. I think he's only on a one-year deal. We did a lot of one-year deals.
Yeah.
I think we're scheduled to be like...
Because Robbie Anderson's on the Panthers now.
The Panthers, salute Teddy to you guys. Teddy and Robbie already have history with each other on the Jets. If you don't cover Robbie, he's going to be down 70, 80 yards before you notice.
I really wanted him on the Eagles, but the Eagles had their plan. Their plan definitely paved the way. But we're kind of going in a lot of different directions here, going there, going out there. I want to kind of talk about one special subject that you mentioned earlier. Kind of dive into that a little bit more. You were talking about Gronkowski and the Bucks.
Yeah.
And basically how, you know, Tom Brady is, you know, kind of was always up to something, you know, up to something no good. Now he's bringing that to Tampa. But, you know, I'm not saying, Tom shit. Yeah. But, okay, let's hear your take. I want to hear what you're talking about now with Gronk.
It's been interesting because, you know, you always hear Tom Brady, Patriots, cheating and everything. But the only team that's really had that attached to them this offseason has been the Bucks. Reports came out that Gronk had he had the playbook already, that he said he had the playbook for months. He's come out and denied it since, but come on. You know, we've heard this kind of thing before, so we can only expect that all these things were planned out. God knows what kind of deals and everything Brady had in place already beforehand. Again, this is all speculation. I'm not speaking from any knowledge or anything, just throwing shit out there.
Right, okay, and then, let's be real. It's technically against NFL rules, but... I mean, if Tom, you know, knows he's going to Tampa and he wants to, you know, maybe talk to it's the summer.
Like, yo, hey Gronk, take a year off, CBD the fuck out of yourself,
right? Rest yourself,
heal your body.
I don't really know if Tom was like saying, hey Gronk, take. I think that was Gronk's decision too.
Yeah, well, I mean, look at how that guy's been abused.
Right. So he needed to take a year off, but we didn't know if Brady was going to be a Patriot this year or what he was going to do. It was still in the air. The Patriots didn't want to, you know, give him the money. We didn't know if they were going to sign him to a one-year deal, but I think he wanted two-year deal. He signed a two-year deal with Tampa, right? It's two years. Yeah,
but apparently Tom had already made up his mind. He didn't want to be part of that anymore. He wasn't happy with what was going on. And on the other end, they're also saying that Bill had already moved on. He had no intentions to negotiate a contract.
Right, but if the money was there, if they would have matched Tampa's offer, he probably would have stood in New England because you know you're going to win Super Bowls. You know you're going to be a contender.
Not really, though. I mean, look at them last year. They had things there, but Tom Brady didn't have the wide receivers he needed.
Right. And so you address that in the free agency. But it's kind of like the whole Jordan situation. You know, the last
ride. He doesn't want the young guys. Dance. He wants the old.
It was.
And they cost money.
We're probably going to watch a documentary about it in a couple, like 10, 15, 20 years. It's going to be like the last run. Yeah,
fuck Bill.
They're going to be like, they're going to be like, everyone, all right, this is the last year, no matter if we win the Super Bowl or not. And they didn't win the Super Bowl. That's, you know, Brady left not winning the Super Bowl in the Patriots. That was one of the best organizations ever. Do you think that Tampa has a chance this year?
I think they're going to have their work cut out. I think the Saints are no joke. I think they got better.
Right.
You added Emmanuel Sanders to having Michael Thomas. Wow. And what's his name? The running back.
Alvin Kamara.
The thing with Kamara, though, is you need another running back with him.
Right, because they lost Mark Ingram before. Yeah. That was the great duo. Yeah, even in fantasy, that was, you know, you had Mark Ingram on your team and you had Alvin Kamara on a different team. It was okay. You knew one of the Saints, or both Saints would either give you 15 points plus.
Yep. I'm curious to see Frank Gore and Le'Veon Bell with the Jets this year. I think it's weird having two of the greatest guys at the position on the same team. You know, they're Bell, I think, has some time left. Last year, he came in a little chunky. Gore's just known for taking care of himself.
Yeah. He's like, what, 36?
Something like that, man. That guy's a dinosaur, but he keeps it going.
Ridiculous. He's 36 years old and still putting numbers up. Hits from these, like, 300-pound men, 250-pound men, just pure muscle, just getting slammed to the ground, and 36 years old, almost 40, trying to be the Tom Brady of running backs.
Yep.
So he's passed. I think he's on record. I think he's like number four.
He's right up there. He's up there
rushing
like
yards.
Four. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, I know. I think he got it last year too, and I think he's on pace to like be top three.
Any surprise teams that you're expecting this year?
Surprise teams.
Competitors, somebody who might make a run or somebody who might fall off.
Yeah, if you listen to my last podcast, the Giants.
The Giants?
I think I was starting to hear that. I really think the Giants can, if they can get it together, I think there might be one of those surprise teams that like make a run for it, but you know, obviously fall short.
I think the Giants took a offensive lineman in the first round, which I get.
That's who it was, the third round. They had the third overall pick. I think it was Andrew Thomas or something like that.
Yeah, but man, I really wanted the Giants to go and
get Isaiah Simmons.
He fell to the Cardinals. You need a leader. You need a superstar on each side of the field. Like with the Jets, I love seeing Sam or Le'Veon Bell opposed to CJ Mosley and Jamal Adams.
Yeah.
With the Giants, you have Saquon Barkley. You need somebody over there on the defensive side to be like, yo, this is my team.
Yeah.
You know, like I love Leonard Williams. He's not that guy. Mm-hmm. Leonard Williams was never the guy with us. So, he was a great
They definitely don't have that guy on defense. And Isaiah Simmons would have been.
Yeah, you need somebody to spark it up.
Yeah.
To wake him up.
That dude.
He's everywhere. He's a defensive weapon. You don't even.
I really hope he pans out. I really hope he doesn't, you know.
Yeah, I think he'll be great.
I think this is one of the greatest draft classes in the wild.
In a long time.
It went deep. All 32 picks were like. That man's a beast.
That's
that
why I think all these undrafted guys, some of them are steals.
Yeah, especially with the whole coronavirus thing going on.
Yep.
Who was it? It was the Clemson safety that the Eagles drafted, I think, in the fourth or fifth round. I'm going to Google his name. He was a steal. I'm so surprised that we ended up getting him. Let me see.
Yeah, I'm telling you, without getting those pro days and getting to really be there and see these guys in person, it really changes how the draft played out.
Yeah.
I think a lot of guys went to teams that they would have never expected to be on. So, you know, I'm excited. I think it's going to be a much more competitive NFL. I think Mahomes, Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
They both have teams that are set up for success. They're only getting better. I think if I'm wrong about Jimmy and he's not Mark Sanchez, they have a future there if they can keep the right things going on.
Yeah.
The Rams concern me.
Oh, the Rams are done for. But the Eagles safety, his name was Kevon Wallace.
Okay.
Clemson safety, pure athlete. For some reason, I don't know how all these athletes, like you said, they all just fell because of coronaviruses, teams not being able, players not being able to partake in the pro days, combines. Yep. The Eagles first round pick, Jalen Reagor, so he ran, I think his on the NFL combine, he ran like a 4.43, right?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently he had a bad hamstring. He was like a sore hamstring. So that wasn't his full 40 time. Apparently, like back in college, there's videos of him running off like a 4.27 and like a 4.28, 4.29. Dude is fast. So I really do think that. So, in my opinion, like if CeeDee Lamb is there at pick 21, are you getting CeeDee Lamb or are you getting Jalen Reagor? That's what I'm thinking. Is CeeDee Lamb going to? No, I think you get CeeDee Lamb because you're like, wow, we weren't expecting this kid to fall.
Yeah.
And then you get Jalen Reagor probably in the second round, maybe. I don't know if he was on team's radar.
Yeah, and then that's the other thing is, you know.
Could have went to the Jets.
With all these personal things, that I was thinking that too, but yeah, with how they were interviewing guys and how they're having to gauge them, I think teams were able to concentrate more on getting the guy that fits what they're exactly trying to do with their schemes instead of who they fell in love with physically on the day of. You know, it's like when you show up and you see something in person, it's like, oh my God, I want that. But if you saw that shit online, it's like, I want that, but I don't need that.
You go with what you were what you were, you know, scouting for, what you were
so building. You know.
All right, sorry about that. We had a little bit of technical difficulty, but we're gonna jump right back into what we were talking about. We were basically saying how, you know, when you draft for what you plan for, basically, because if you know something when something I can't really say that's the truth, because look at the Cowboys. Do you really think they plan on having CeeDee Lamb fall to them?
No, they didn't. But with the Cowboys, it's interesting, too, because Jerry took over everything. He told everybody to get the hell out.
Yeah.
I'm drafting from my yacht or wherever the hell he was. But with the Cowboys, it's going to be interesting, man. I've never been a fan of Mike McCarthy. Nothing against him. I just think that in all of the time you had with Aaron Rodgers, you never dedicated... The running back was never a priority for him. Aaron Rodgers, up until now, has never had a running back.
He doesn't really have a running back.
Yeah.
Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones is nasty, dude.
Yeah.
He puts in work. But you never gave him another number one wide receiver after Jordy Nelson. I'm sorry. I'm not a fan of Davante Adams. I don't think he's a number one wide receiver. I think if you put Davante Adams on any other team, he would be a number two. I think...
No way.
Dude, you've seen...
I don't agree with that.
You've seen...
The Packers are a different team with Adams on the field.
Yeah, but I don't know. I still don't put him in that...
He's a big-bodied man. He catches anything. Bro, he has some crazy contested catches. He can catch any contested catches.
I'll give him that, but I don't know. I don't see him as...
I think he had like the least amount of drops last year, besides Michael Thomas.
We'll see about that. I got to look that up. I don't know. I've personally never been a huge fan of Davante Adams.
He's slow. I'll give you that. But
even when... what is it? Even when Jordy Nelson was there and he had those few games to prove that, oh, I'm the stud, he never showed up. He was there. He was kind of there, but he never was like, yo, see, I'm the guy. I should have been the guy all along. No. He doesn't stand out like that.
Because
to me.
That year they had that wide receiver turned running back that year.
Ty Montgomery. But
he was their all-purpose back, all-purpose player. He got all their yards on the run game. He got all the yards in the passing game. And then Davante Adams was there to really,
more.
There
more was another.
They had another
to
wide receiver too. That year. I can't.
But still, more opportunity for him to be open when you have the field open that way. You get me?
Right.
But
and now last year they had nobody, and Davante Adams was just a monster.
Where did he rank last year?
Are we talking fantasy or are we talking just wide receiver?
No, wide receivers. I gotta check that out. But yeah, I don't know. Just for me personally, I've never seen him as like that elite tier wide receiver. I think he's good. I think he could be better, but that all depends on the system that's going to be around him now.
Right.
With the Cowboys, though, I think that was what I was getting at with McCarthy. I've never seen McCarthy properly use a running back. I think that's I think that's why they went ahead and took a wide receiver in the first round. I think they're going to cater more to the passing game this year, which is going to be weird because we've already seen that when the Cowboys don't use the run game, they fuck up. And you're about to, you just paid this dude top running back numbers, and now you just added another threat at wide receiver, and you're probably going to be more of a pass game. So you're just going to, what, sparingly use Zeke?
No, they have a new head coach with Mike McCarthy. Like
that's
you
what
said.
I was saying. I've never seen Mike use a running back the right way.
But, you know, Mike is under Jerry's control.
I've never seen him drop plays where I'm like, yo, the running game is great. But then, you know, it could be he never had a good running back. But then,
because he never prioritized
one. But he never prioritized the running back.
Now he has
one. So
now he has one. It's going to change the game. Yeah.
Let's see if he could use it.
I want to venture into now fantasy. I want to talk a little about fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think Christian McCaffrey can repeat his performance last year? Because, you know, last week I mentioned I also had McCaffrey on my team.
I think he's going to have a better year.
You think he's going to be better than he was last year?
I don't think you have to worry about Robbie Anderson, who is stupid fast and can catch the ball and has become a better wide receiver. He's had Hines Ward coaching him up all last year.
Right.
And also Ocho Cinco and some other guys. Robbie's a solid dude and he's fast. If you sleep on Robbie.
DJ Moore.
Yeah.
Receivers are there. They've always been there, but they never had the quarterback. Now they got Teddy Bridgewater.
So now you have to focus on them. And guess what? You still got McCaffrey, who can catch and run the ball. At some point, you're going to keep slipping on him because you have to worry about them.
So let's talk about that division. That division is crazy. You know, you think the Saints are going to take it? Or you think the Bucks are going to take it? Or you think the Panthers are going to take it? The Panthers have all the weapons. I don't know if Teddy Bridgewater is really
their defense, though. They took a hit with losing...
Kuechly. Not Kuechly.
Yeah.
Kuechly retired, right?
Yep.
Was that just this year?
Yep. So that's going to... But he's going to stay part of the coaching staff, I think.
So sad. Lose a guy like Kuechly.
That guy was special. that division is going to be super interesting. I don't think I don't think Tom Brady is going to have the easy road.
I don't know, man. Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, Gronkowski.
And all of them were...
OJ Howard.
All of them
Ronald Jones.
All of them are dudes that have dealt with injuries recently.
Not
Mike Evans missed
part
of the season.
Not Chris Godwin.
Didn't Godwin miss a little bit of time?
He hurt it was two games because of his foot, and they weren't even playoff contention.
If they can, I heard that they're looking into signing Devontae Freeman. I think if they add another solid running back, I think it'll be interesting. Tom Brady likes his big body targets. I never thought they were going to get rid of OJ Howard. I think they're going to use a similar system to... you remember when the Patriots had Gronkowski and what's his face?
Aaron Hernandez?
I think that's what you're looking at. Plus, now you have two giant wide receivers.
Exactly. That offense is going to be worry about crazy. And they have that defense there, too.
Defense with Todd Bowles is no... I love Todd Bowles. Yeah. I think Todd Bowles
of Tom Brady. They had Jameis Winston. He's a great quarterback too, but Jameis could never get it together. He needs to go take a year off, go on some island.
Isn't he signed with the Saints now?
He's a Saints backup.
Yeah,
but he needs to go do a retreat and he needs to find himself. He's 26 years old. He can take a year off.
He's still young enough. I think being behind somebody like Drew might help him see things a little bit differently.
New Orleans, he can have all the crab legs he wants. He can have the crawfish legs now. He can get some crawfish.
Chew his hand all he
wants. People will gladly give him crawfish. He won't have to steal it from Publix.
Yep. What else? So the Dolphins. The Dolphins were interesting. I think they definitely did a lot to better themselves. Very Patriots mentality.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They did a lot. They got the quarterback they wanted.
I'm curious to see how it all plays out.
They drafted Xavier McKinney. Oh, no, right?
I no, think not so. A, no. Something like that. I got to double check. They had a solid draft and a solid free agency. I'm just curious how it's going to come together. And you still got Fitzy there. Fitzy has a cycle. Fitzy, yeah. He'll win you three games, have one all godlike level game. Well, he'll throw six touchdowns
right.
and no incompletions. And then the next game, he'll come in and throw 12 interceptions
right.
and fumble five times.
So I'm going to backtrack. We were talking about the Giants not having their leader, and they actually drafted Xavier McKinney.
That's right. He slipped to them.
Right. So
that'll be interesting.
Wow. That's going to be very interesting. I think that man has potential to be the next Jamal Adams.
No, that's going to be... I'm going to enjoy watching Giants games.
They do well with safeties. They ended up trading Landon Collins. No, they got Landon Collins. They traded away.
No, they got rid of Landon Collins. He's
Landon Collins on the Browns. Who'd they receive?
Oh yeah, he's with the Browns.
So they drafted Landon. No, I thought they received Landon Collins from the Browns, and they traded away their safety in the OBJ trade.
Maybe
because they traded OBJ. And then they also traded their safety.
Didn't they release Collins afterwards? He's with the Redskins now, I think.
He was a free agent, I think. No. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. The Giants are interesting. I think they still need maybe another year or so together with their new coaching and everything. I don't know how good Joe Burrow is going to be.
Really?
I know he's got a lot of hype behind him. Yeah, you have AJ.
I'm an LSU fan, so.
Yeah.
Go Burrow.
No, the kid's definitely talented, but you're taking him into an unproven system, which, you know, that's the shot you take anywhere. But you're talking about an organization that was okay with being okay for God knows how long. How long was their coaching staff in place before they even decided to change after years of missing or kind of making it?
Right.
They were okay with mediocrity. So I know you want to keep AJ Green and everything, and you definitely had a lot of draft capital, but it all depends how they're going to execute. I don't see them being contenders this year. I don't see them being that relevant.
Right.
But then you shift over to a place like Arizona. I see Arizona they're going to be in everybody's face.
The next Kansas, not the next Baltimore.
I see that. We got
those young quarterbacks, Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes. Yep. We got all these young quarterbacks that are fast.
Yep.
They're quick. They're agile.
I love that they're black too, bro.
Yeah.
I you don't see a lot of black leadership in football at the quarterback position.
Lamar Jackson is black.
Yep.
Kyler Murray's. That's what I'm saying.
You don't see that a lot before, right. So now you're seeing it a lot more, and I love it.
Yeah, it's amazing.
They're
the face of the NFL. Before it was all these white
Brady, Manning.
It's strange. You got all these guys before the great NFL quarterback was a big guy, not mobile, and sit in the pocket and just throw the ball.
Yeah, now it's an athlete.
And now you had these RG3s come out, had great years, got taken down. Got Cam Newton's but that's the thing. I think the biggest difference between, you know, the RG3s, Cam Newton's, and then the Kyler Murray's, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, is these guys can throw the ball. They're little, but they can, you know, they can actually make those deep passes like Michael Vick had on his career with the Eagles.
And a lot of these guys are kind of learning from seeing.
They develop fast.
Yeah, and they're learning from seeing guys like them come out more and more now. So now you can see, when you look at Tyrod Taylor and some of these other mobile guys, you're like, dude, they got hurt a lot. Why? Yeah. Man, they kept trying to make big plays and they didn't have the protection.
You got to know when to go down.
Like with somebody like Lamar and Mahomes, they know when they have to run.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson knows when he has to run.
Carson Wentz knows. There's a lot of the Carson.
Yeah.
Josh Allen.
He was
the number three rushing quarterback last year behind Kyler Murray.
He was also the quarterback with the worst completion percentage in football.
Right. He had to run the ball.
So he had to run the ball. I don't know.
They didn't have anybody catching the ball either.
But that's the thing.
Stephon Diggs.
He had a good offensive line. He had the talent, but he's always had that issue. That was one of the things that was his issue when he got drafted, is he's got a cannon. He will throw that shit across the field, but it's not accurate. So Unless he fixes those accuracy issues, that's going to be a problem.
So who wins the East, AFC East, no, non-biased?
Non-biased, it should be the Bills. I think the Jets this year should be more than enough competition for them.
The whole division is going to be a competition.
I don't think so.
You think the Bills are going to just take it away?
I think the Dolphins will be competing for third with the Patriots. I would put the Bills right now, even as a Jets fan, I'd put the Bills as a more complete team. I think they've got a year on us. On what they have, so it's a little bit more solid. I think we're good enough to beat them. I think that it should be no issue there. You can't sleep on Bill, but I don't know shit about this quarterback. But he's won with
Jarrett Stidham.
He's won with nobodies before when Brady was missing. So right.
I want to say nobodies. Jimmy Garoppolo.
I'm still waiting to form my opinion on Jimmy. I want to see him another year.
Who's the Colts quarterback? Last year,
That kid,
he was also on the Patriots. He got traded.
Brissett,
yeah, Jacoby Brissett.
And right now he's not. And he's a backup now,
right? But I mean,
you got Phillip Rivers over there.
If Brissett stood in the Patriots, how long was Stidham on the roster? This is like his second year.
Who?
Jarrett Stidham, their quarterback.
I think so, second year. He should be coming into a little bit more comfort in his second year.
This is his second year, then. He only had 1 year with Brady, so.
Well, I mean, you just want to be around Bill, honestly. I think Bill's the system
guy. I don't think anyone really wants to be around Bill.
I think it's going to be interesting comparing the teams this year. I want to say the Patriots might look like a better team going into the future.
They didn't lose anybody on that defense.
No, they got better on defense.
They lost Kyle Van Noy.
Well, see, but that's the thing. So now you got a better defensive Patriots team. Bill loves defense, so the offense took a couple hits. Well, I'm going to see how it goes. I see them tanking. I know it's not the Patriots' way. I think they're going to be going
for
after
Lawrence, Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence, because I'm a Jets fan.
I don't think
fan.
They have to tank for it. I think they can trade and get the pick.
Yeah, so I don't think... The reason I put the Dolphins beneath us is you have a ton of new pieces there, more so than you normally would expect, but they did a full gut last year. Mm-hmm. So you've got a lot of rookies. You got a lot of guys you want to step up. You have your leaders.
But they had a pretty good free agent signing.
They brought in some good free agents, but I don't think they're going to be good enough to take them over the hump of beating an upgraded Jets defense. You have Jamal Adams and CJ Mosley. They were ranked 7th in defense without any cornerbacks. The best cornerback on the team was Brian Poole, and he's a nickel. You know, now you have guys in the backfield. We have some interesting edge rushers.
Who's the other cornerback?
We brought in this kid, Bryce Hall. He was a
free agent signing.
No, Bryce Hall was a rookie that we drafted
this year.
Yeah,
2020 draft.
Yep. He was supposed to be one of the top picks, but he slipped to like the third or fourth round. No, the fourth round, I think. We ended up as an undrafted guy. We brought in Lamar Jackson.
Right. Wow. We'll see how he pans out. I think
we got an edge rusher in Bryce Huff too. That kid is fast.
Was he outside linebacker?
Yeah, and defensive end. Just a fast man, bro.
Yeah, the athletes now are just insane. Yeah. They're so fast.
What else? With the Bills, you know, the Bills have the solid defense. They have a solid offensive line. They added another wide receiver. They had a decent slot wide receiver already, and their tight ends were okay. So I think that's going to be a lot for younger defenders with the Dolphins to do. So that's why I keep putting them towards the bottom. Like, even Jets biased aside, Sam Darnold's the best quarterback in that division. Statistically speaking, behind the worst line, what he's been able to do compared to other quarterbacks in his draft class.
How long have you been waiting to say that?
Oh, dude, I love it. It's the truth.
How long have you been waiting to say that? You can finally say that he's the best quarterback in the division.
Yeah.
You couldn't say that last year.
No, I mean, especially missing. Don't get me wrong. He came back and went 6-2 to close the year out behind nobody's. But, you know, it's harder with somebody like Brady. And when you had management that just didn't know what the fuck they were doing, you know, that's what I like about Joe Douglas. This guy doesn't take any shit. He told everybody, look, this is what the money we have. This is what we're doing. Jamal Adams, he's throwing his little fit right now, as he should. He deserves the money.
Yeah.
But guess what? The dude hasn't budged. You can wait. We got plenty of money next year. We'll take care of that.
Right.
We still got shit to handle this year. You can wait.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, the player will bitch, but he'll respect it because he's like, look, I'm going to take care of you in the end.
Yeah. Like, you think he's going to hold out?
He's got 3 years left on his contract.
Right. He's still
it's
on like,
early.
That does yeah, that's crazy. It doesn't make any sense.
You know, yeah, you want to get paid. In 2 years, you became the best safety in football. Fantastic. You deserve it. But you got to wait. You know, we still realistically, I would love to sign Warford, the Pro Bowl guard from the Saints, who was released. Yep. He'd be great. Le'Veon Bell needs an offensive line. But the guy's really patient with his money, and he knows how to use it. I don't even remember the point I was getting at with any of this shit.
Yeah, we're all over the place right now with this podcast. We're just hitting everywhere right now. I want to dive back into fantasy a little bit. I want to talk a lot about fantasy football. Who do you think is going to be the best rookie running back for fantasy?
The best rookie? I need to go back at the running back class because I want to say that a running back didn't even get drafted till right at the end of the first round.
Yeah, like the last pick, 32 right? By the Chiefs.
By the Chiefs. Ooh.
It was the LSU running back, Edwards-Helaire.
That could be.
He reminds me a lot of Kareem Hunt. Like a lot of Kareem Hunt. Not fast, big, bulky. Not bulky. No, Kareem Hunt is a pretty bulky back. He's short. He's not big, but he can run people over. He's a great pass catching back. He resembles a lot of Kareem Hunt. And the fact that the Chiefs lost Kareem Hunt and still went to the Super Bowl and won.
Yeah, that was what I was just thinking about. That's wild.
Yeah, it's insane. So then you also got Jonathan Taylor out of Wisconsin who went to the Colts in the second round.
The Colts, right? Actually, the Colts had a decent running back last year too, I want to say. He was quiet, but he was okay.
Hines.
So
Naheem Hines.
I mean, right off the bat, you kind of want to go with the Chiefs because there's so much distraction there all over the field that
I think
he
Taylor
should
has,
be able
I think
to run
Taylor
around.
Better, has a better impact. Now, best rookie fantasy-wise wide receiver?
It might be the dude with Oakland.
Any Ruggs?
Ruggs is the kid that had like the Tyreek Hill speed.
Yeah, he ran.
And you already have
Jacobs
in the running as the running back. Jacobs is nasty. I think that combination right there, you're opening it up. Now, it all depends on what happens with the quarterback situation, because you got Mariota and Carr over there battling it out. I think what is it next year after the season is over? That free agency is going to be wild. There's going to be quarterbacks for everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, it should be a big quarterback shuffle, a nice shift in the NFL.
And look what happened right now. Look how long it took Winston to get a contract. Look how long it's taking Cam to get a contract.
Yep.
These young quarterbacks are coming in and just...
They're ready.
Yeah, they're ready. And that's the biggest difference that's in the NFL these days. The athletes are just more advanced.
And the system is getting more college-friendly, so the transition is a lot better. And I think, like, with this offseason... I think the coaches who are able to cater to how younger people learn is going to be key because a lot of this shit is digital learning right now.
Yeah.
You're having virtual meetings, virtual classes.
It's going to impact a lot.
You know, so if you know how to communicate and do it right, you're coming in at least mentally strong into the season. If you're one of those coaches, I'm assuming like the Texans coach, who's probably a moron.
Probably. He's proved that he is.
And not getting through to your players, then you might have a rough year ahead of you. And like I said, with all the injuries I'm predicting, a lot of teams that we might be expecting to be contenders might be falling off. I can't even say the player off the top of my head. Today's what? March? Not March. May. May 30th, I think it was yesterday or the day before, some player already tore his ACL practicing
on his own. I saw that on his own. It would have been in an OTA.
Yep. So now I know they did expand the IR rule or something like that. It was a Saints player. You can have three players
come back at the end of the year. They got to miss like 7 or 8 weeks.
I think that's going to come in handy because, like I said, I'm expecting a lot of injuries this year.
Right, yeah. I think, but going back to fantasy, I think Jalen Reagor is going to have a huge impact fantasy-wise. He's going to – apparently Doug Peterson has a lot of calls with Reagor, sending him the playbook, new plays that are specifically going to run through Reagor. The offense is going to run through Reagor and Sanders. I'm excited. I'm excited about what's going on in Philadelphia on our offense wise. The lineman that I couldn't think about earlier, his name was Andre Dillard. He was our first round pick in 2019 draft. He's replacing Jason Peters. So if we sign Jason Peters, I feel like that's gonna knock Andre Dillard. Peterson came out and said Dillard is that man. He's taking control of left tackle. We got Dillard coming out, our first round pick. A lot of fans aren't excited about him, but I'm excited about Dillard. You know, we still have Brandon Brooks at the right guard. We still got Jason Kelce coming back. He decided not to retire. We got Lane Johnson on the right tackle. Our left guard, I'm not too sure. I'm not too sure who our left guard is at the moment. I know Wisniewski left, whatever. But we're solid, and we have Carson Wentz. And just so happened, if Wentz does happen to get hurt again, which he's not going to get hurt. He's going to stay healthy again. Maybe if he gets a cheap shot again. But if he happens to get hurt, we have Jalen Hurts coming in as a backup.
Yeah,
I'm excited to see that. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out with Hurts coming in. Maybe he has the Taysom Hill role. Maybe he comes in, lines up at wide receiver.
I mean, worst case scenario, you have trade bait
in the future, yeah. But also,
that's always important.
I mean, look at the coach who designed the Philly special. I mean, we have Jalen Hurts now. It's going to be interesting to see how he puts us.
I wouldn't put a kid who also has injury issues in a lot of those situations right now because he's still young. But
we're not going to Dwayne Haskins him.
Yeah. God, that poor kid. The Skins have a rough road ahead of them. I see the Skins as like almost the new Browns.
Oh,
I don't. I think this sucks because they got
Snyder
somebody like
just needs to be gone.
And I don't think that unless something drastic changes in the next 2 to 3 years, there's no way Chase Young is gonna finish his career there. He'll be gone as soon as his contract expires.
Yeah.
I don't see a lot of positive there. Their offensive line needs a lot of work. It needs to be overhauled completely. I think they got a couple guys, but that's going to be a long work in process.
Yeah, the Skins are just the Skins. They haven't been relevant in a long time.
Kirk Cousins was there.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins kept them relevant. That's saying a lot.
Kept them competing, not relevant.
What else? Fantasy defensive players. This kid, CJ Henderson, should have an interesting year trying to replace
the Falcons.
Trying to replace, he ended up what around the Falcons or he ended up with the Jaguars?
Oh, the Jags.
So he'll have an interesting role trying to replace Jalen Ramsey.
I wonder who did the Falcons draft in the first round.
They said they wanted a quarterback.
Falcons first round pick. I think they went. I thought they went cornerback too, because didn't they lose somebody to the
AJ
Lions?
Terrell.
Yeah, AJ Terrell. That's a cornerback, right?
I think so.
Yeah, that's definitely a cornerback.
That's going to be an interesting one too with Todd Gurley and Julio Jones over in Atlanta. Atlanta has a great way of making their fans think they're good and then crushing their spirits at the end of the year.
Ridley, Julio Jones, Todd Gurley, Ryan.
See, Matt Ryan, I put him in like the upper mediocre tier of quarterbacks. Like he's solid, but he just has issues getting over that hump at the end of the year. I don't know how good they're going to be, though. I'm not going to lie. I don't have high expectations for them.
I mean, like I said, that whole division is bonkers.
Yeah.
It's up for grabs, man. It's a crazy.
I still see the Saints dominating.
It's the craziest division in the NFL because there's so much potential all over the place. You got Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, and then you have Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, and then you got DJ Moore, Curtis Samuel, and Robbie Anderson, and then you got Mike Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, Kamara. Well, what? That's insane.
Only,
that's,
you know, the funny thing though, that's only like for the next year or two. And then after that, still, you have the Panthers would be the team that's set up for the future.
Yeah.
The if you think that Winston can take over the Saints, the Saints would be right there. Tom Brady, you don't have shit to replace Tom Brady. There's nothing there. That team is designed
to win now.
To win now and as much as they can.
In the next 2 years.
They probably want to win as much as they can for the next 2 or 3 years.
2 years. That's it.
Who else? The Falcons, everyone looks like they're at their last like year or two before that team has to start trading everybody out and switch head coaches. What else? Yeah, that whole division is bonkers.
Also, the NFC East is bonkers. Brandon Graham was talking a little bit earlier how the NFC East has like an advantage over all the other coaches right now because we're the only team that has our head coach coming back the last 3 years. All these other new teams, all three teams have new coaches.
Yep.
Also, in the NFL, you get an extra 2 weeks of off-season training with your new coach.
Yep.
But now with the coronavirus, these teams, they're coming in. They're going to come in this season brand new with the offensive. Now, they're just doing Zoom meetings, and they have the playbook. It's not the same getting the rug. Exactly. Yep. So the Eagles have a huge advantage right from the start. Granted, come week six, when teams are going to come and getting it together, because the NFL, and especially in the NFC East, nothing's decided until week 12, 14,
Yeah, when you start 15. Really seeing that shift. I never get hyped at the beginning of the year. Some teams kind of have a little bit of a rough time getting it
Falcons
going.
Especially.
It's how you close out. Yeah, exactly.
Falcons always start hot.
They start hot and fizzle out.
Always.
So, yeah, I feel bad for those fans. That's always rough.
Yeah. But, I mean, is there anything else that you wanted to, talk about? I heard you kind of get excited about something. You're like,
I was just thinking about it. I'm not a fan of the Jaguars, but defensively, now they have Josh Allen that they drafted last year. And they took Clavon from LSU.
Yeah.
And so now that combination, dude, your quarterback's going to be running for his freaking life.
Yeah, but you got to understand, the Jags had a top-tier defense.
They're great. They've
always had a defense, and they still haven't been able to.
I'm still waiting for them to trade Yannick Ngakoue.
They're going
to
trade.
I want him to come to my Jets so bad.
I want him to come to the Eagles so bad.
I know. You guys screwed that up already, though, I think.
No, we didn't.
I'm hoping we get him.
How did we, Jamal, we didn't screw it up?
He was all about it. He was tweeting like Eagles and shit.
Yeah,
on his
Reggie
Twitter.
White. He was in Philadelphia.
And then everything just kind of fell apart, I think.
Yeah, because
their money
he was an idiot.
Some...
He tagged the GM.
He's a fucking clown.
He
started arguing with the owner of the.
Khan, whatever his name is.
For the Jaguars. Son. What an idiot.
He literally tweeted him. Was like, trade me, you clown. And he's like, hey, this is a problem. That killed it.
His market.
What GM is going to want to trade for a player that calls out his GM? You want a professional.
Yeah. And then right afterwards saying that you're going to get the most professional player. Like, bro, you just acted a clown because you want to get traded.
And then GM even said it like, well, now it's going to be even harder after you did this.
Yeah, like just shut up and wait. It sucks because you don't never want to say that to a great player. But it's like sometimes you just got to play your cards right.
Yeah, you got to wait.
They
if you want to get traded, play it right.
Let yourself sit out. Go be healthy. Get it, you know, have a healthier sitting like Khalil Mack did.
Trent Williams.
Yeah, Trent Williams. And then come back in and be a beast. You're going to be
Trent
a free
Williams
agent.
End up playing or no?
No, he didn't play at all. But now
he just showed up to the facilities.
But now he's with the 49ers.
Yeah.
So that'll be good for them. But no, I mean
the Niners just lost the lineman. And I forgot who it was.
Somebody retired and somebody went
Joe Thomas.
Else. Yeah, but I mean that was pretty much all I had. A little bit of defending my Jets and just touching up on your Eagles and everything going on with the NFL. I think it was a great offensive and defensive draft class.
Yeah, it was a great draft class.
I'm really excited to see. I'm expecting a lot of these guys to come in and be an impact right away to their teams.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to it.
Which is new, which is, you know, I'm happy to see.
And with all these injuries, you're going to start seeing a lot of these teams that are at the end of their runs, they'll start signing all of these past their prime guys just to kind of get over that hump.
Yeah.
And you're going to start seeing these young teams start coming up. I think the Jets, Bills, Eagles. I think the Seahawks are very well still in it. 49ers are there. Ravens are there. I think on the older side, you have the Colts. But the Colts have the offensive line where if you find the right quarterback, the Colts are set up for the future. So it's a lot of good stuff in the NFL, man.
Did the Colts draft a quarterback? No, that was the Chargers who ended up.
Chargers, they took that Herbert kid.
Yeah, Justin Herbert.
Which I'm pretty sure before the year's over, he'll be starting.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, whenever you say, hey, we don't plan on starting him unless somebody gets hurt or whatever, it always happens. I'm expecting it in Miami. I don't know if that's a good idea. I'm expecting it with the Chargers.
I think you got to sit. I think Tua should sit.
He's hurt, bro. Do you really want Jamal Adams or White over with the Bills? You want those guys flying in at this kid and hitting them?
Tremaine Edmonds.
Come on, bro. I'd be terrified if I had Jamal Adams come at me.
Look what the Chiefs did. They drafted Patrick Mahomes, 12th overall, 14th overall, whatever it was. Sat him a full year.
Let them know the system. They did have an
Alex Smith, though. Alex Smith is a good quarterback.
Yeah.
And the Dolphins struggled last year at quarterback. You know, Fitzpatrick came in, Rosen came in. It was back and forth until Fitzpatrick.
I always expected Rosen to end up.
I thought he was going to be the best quarterback out of the bunch.
I heard a lot of bad reports about him.
His personality
issues, character issues, and stuff like that. I still see him ending up with the Patriots. And it'll be interesting to have that whole, almost the whole draft class in the AFC East.
Yeah.
With Rosen and Darnold. But I also see, Allen. Like, you got to remember, I'm expecting the Lions, the Dolphins, and the Patriots to help each other out a lot because that's all from Bill's tree.
Yeah, that's all Belichick.
So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. All right, cool. Yeah, that was definitely
fun.
Good little episode. Got a lot of football talk in there.
Yep, little disclaimer. We didn't have any plans going into this, so we just kind of we just kind of went everywhere with it just to play around.
I had a couple of notes that I wanted to key in on, and we hit them. We hit them, so I'm happy about that. Yep. But yeah, you know, next time we'll probably have a few topics that we'll maintain. But hey, it was definitely not a bad episode at all. I thought we definitely hit a lot of key points, key subjects, free agency, teams, divisions, draft, prospects, fantasy.
Yep.
We hit it all. Thanks. If you guys enjoyed the episode, go ahead and, you know, like it, subscribe. If you subscribe, you'll get notified every single time I post. You know, I'm going to be posting to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Facebook, SoundCloud, you know, all the platforms. Facebook, I know I just said that, but Facebook needs to have like a podcast section. You know, I'm sure it's coming.
There's so much money in podcasting.
Yeah, I'm surprised they don't have a Facebook podcast platform. It would probably take off. I don't want to end on bad terms, but it's craziness going out in the world right now.
Yeah, stay safe, everyone.
Stay safe. I know Orlando is having a protest right now as we speak. They're going to be going downtown Orlando. Oh, hopefully, God, it doesn't turn into a riot like Atlanta and all these other crazy cities.
Yeah,
definitely
no reason to be around there.
You know, just stay safe, protest, peaceful protest, show your voice. You know, it's crazy everything going on. Make sure you stay safe, though.
And if you see, you know, I hate to say it, but if you see certain people causing destruction, trying to incriminate others, make sure you whip out that phone.
Record it. Yeah.
No reason to let a group of people be blamed for the actions of somebody trying to make another race look bad. So
yeah,
take care of yourselves. Be careful out there.
It's a little tip.
People are really messed up out there.
Yeah. And thanks for tuning in to another sports podcast. You guys take it easy and be safe. Love you guys.